So just to sum up, we have two views in the Gemara about Hezek Ru'iyah Shmar Lo Shmar Hezek. We're wondering, you know, according to each view, what is the impact of the other view? Are these two mutually exclusive ideas, just two different perspectives on either Hezek or privacy? Or do they continue to influence each other? Do I say, well, Hezek Ru'iyah is Hezek, but it's not a typical Hezek. After all, there's a man Damar who doesn't think that it's actionable. And will you go the other way? Even if you say Hezek Ru'iyah Lo Shma Hezek, will you say, well, that's an Chatzer? Of course, you know, no one will deny that this is, you know, on an Iser level, for example, a terrible breach of an individual's Kavanah Brios, maybe even their Tzelem Elokim. The only question is it, you know, the kind of thing that's actionable in a court? After all, there's even a man Damar holds Hezek Ru'iyah Shmei Hezek, or is it never the twain shall meet? So last week we did read, and I'm going to get back to it, the Gemara on Dabbeis Amud Beis, the continuation, where the Gemara originally, just look at it for 1 second, wanted to prove one way or another. The Gemara said, at the initial juncture of the Gemara, when the Gemara on Beis Amud Beis, when the Gemara thought Hezek Ru'iyah Lo Shma Hezek was the psak, so the Gemara said, 1 second. The Gemara said the following, just about, you know, one third way down the page. The Hezek real Afshma Hezek. Hezek real is not Hezek. After all, Tashma, Vachem Begina. The Mishnah says that in a Gina, in an orchard or garden, right, you also have this din. Which din? Sounds like the din of requirement to build a wall. So that isn't an agreed upon thing. That seems like a general requirement. Says the Gemara, Gina Shaini Kidrab Abba. So Rab Abba, Rabuna, Marav, Osir La Adam Lamud the Sadak Shakamero, the Shah Shihiomedes Bikomoseha. So the Gemara here, we're going to get back to this Gemara, seems to say that, you know, the Gemara wanted to prove Hezek Ru'iyah Shma Hezek from Gina. And then the Gemara says, no, Gina is a different story. Now, what do you mean it's a different story? So, many Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah, I'll say earlier, the Bali Tosis, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rajba, they say, oh, the Hezek Ru'iyah, the Gina is worse, at this point, the Gemara thought, worse than the Hezek Ru'iyah of a Chatzer. It's like Ayin Ra'a. You're watching, you know, the guy's, you know, Tvua, his produce, you know, as it's flowering and developing, you know, staring at it is not, whatever it means. We're not sure. We'll discuss that too, maybe, but it's not a good thing. Okay. It damages it somehow. So says the Gemara, but that doesn't prove Hezek Ru'iyah Nechatzer. That's a din in Gina. Other Rishonim read the Gemara totally differently. Rabbeinu Gershom, I believe the Rama, others. They say, no, what the Gemara says is, there is no Hezek Ru'iyah in Gina. That's not a good question. There's something else called Ayin Ra. That's not Hezek Ru'iyah, is it? So that's one of the arguments we're going to see a little more concretely today, is what's known as Ayin Ra, or Eina Bisha in Aramaic, is that part of Hezek Ru'iyah? And if so, is it a big part or a little part? And what do we mean by it? Okay. So, but then the Gemara goes further. Says the Gemara, I have the chen k'toni agvil the gaz. Leave that for a moment. The Gemara says, well, there are other cases also which prove Hezek Ru'iyah Shma Hezek. Tashma. Kosol chatzer shenafa mechaybinos olivnos ad dalad amos. If you had a wall, right, that was jointly built or owned by two partners and it fell, then both of them are obligated to rebuild it, right? So the question is on the basis of what? If Hezek Ru'iyah Shma Hezek, because now, you know, either side is defenseless from the Hezek of Hezek Ru'iyah. But if you say the only reason they had to build the wall to begin is because they happened to agree to it, because they both agreed to build a wall, not because of Hezek Ru'iyah, then if it falls down, it falls down. So the Gemara says, so this proves that it has to be in Hezek Ru'iyah. Answers the Gemara, right? Nafal shiny. If you don't have a wall, maybe Hezek Ru'iyah doesn't impose an obligation. If you already had a wall, then rebuilding the wall is a requirement. Tosis explains that, you know, once you have a wall, people, you know, are likely to treat their private property, you know, in a very private way. You know, and once they become accustomed to that, then it becomes a basis for hezekria. But that's different than if you have joint property. It never was fully private, right? And the question is whether now the fact that technically it's private ownership, you know, dictates the building of a wall. Okay. What I'm trying to show is, even when the Gemara thought hezek re'ia lo shma hezek, it seemed like the Gemara was open, whether it's ayin ra'a or nafal shiny, to some sort of hezek re'ia. This is what I mean when I said that even the Mandamar says hezek re'ia lo shma hezek, right, seems, you know, to acknowledge, you know, that the concept exists and that the other Mandamar thinks it's even objective, actionable, you know, hezek. Right. And the same is true if you continue in the Gemara, you know, with regard to two or three other cases as well. Yeah.
Do you need to say that you know, nafal shiny is sort of like a hezek re'ia, or maybe that there's like a continuation of the original agreement to put a wall? Right.
Absolutely. That's why I mentioned Tosis's explanation. If you look here, Tosis says, nafal shiny, shahur gilu lasos davar hatsnea b'chatzer. So clearly, Tosis thinks that it's an expression of hezek re'ia. But you're absolutely right. Just like gina might be interpreted differently, like I mentioned before, that's one of the exercises to figure this out. You might say, no, that, you know, the agreement isn't about the physical wall that was built. The agreement was that there should be a barrier between them. So if the barrier falls down, then the agreement hasn't been completed, you know. So I 100% agree. I'm just I'm saying exactly this question. What we find is that there are two, like, perspectives in reading the Shaka V'Tari of this Gemara. Is the Gemara saying, Inochanami hezek re'ia lo shma hezek, but? Or is the Gemara saying, hezek re'ia lo shma hezek? And anything you throw at me is still not hezek re'ia. Right. Now it gets a little harder in the next case. The Gemara says, first of all, the Gemara says, would it correlate my correlate? Like, of course, nafal shiny. What were they thinking? So the Gemara says, "Sefer tzrichale, midalad alma sulamala, ein mechayvinoso." Okay, let's say you have a wall. This is actually quite fascinating. Let's say you have a you know, you build a wall, but it's more than dalad alma. Dalad alma is the shiur. The Gemara says this on Vavam and Beis that dalad alma is the shiur for hezek re'ia. In other words, if something is higher than Dalet Amos, till Dalet Amos, you can see over into the other person's property. And more than Dalet Amos, it's, you know, you don't need to build. So let's say the two partners ended their partnership and they agreed to build a wall. And the wall that they built was not Dalet Amos, but 8 Amos. Then the wall fell down. Do they have to build it up to 8? Or only to 4, right? So again, if it's just a hezek re'ia halacha, you would think just to 4, right? According to what you were saying before, which is, oh, it's part of the agreement. We could still say, well, the agreement was a chalos barrier, you know, and maybe there's no such thing as a barrier higher than 4. I mean, there is, but maybe it's just called a 4+ barrier. You know what I mean? So it doesn't register legally. That becomes an interesting question. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Tashma, Kofanos Olivnos Beishar, the Delis L'chatzer. This is very interesting, meaning there's a collective obligation among the people who live in the courtyard that they should combine to protect themselves, right? To protect themselves against, you know, the Rishus Arabim people, the people on the outside. But still, though, we've been talking about neighbors and the obligation of the Mazik to protect the Nizak. Now the Gemara is talking about the situation of the, you know, potential nizaks, plural, right, being obligated to band together to defend their common property against the rabbit. Interesting. Is that even nezek? So kofinos olivnos beishar videlis lachatzer. Shema mina hezek riya shmei hezek. So the Gemara says, you see from here, like, why do you need protection? Obviously, the public peering in, invading my privacy, is considered to be important, right? So the Gemara says, hezeka derabim shaini. Right, hezeka derabim is a different matter. When you have a single individual who is threatening your privacy, it's one thing, but to be on display to the whole world, that's a different madrega. But, you know, is that just the Gemara saying, yeah, of course, this has a griya. The only question is the details. Or maybe this whole thing is just different for the reason I said before. And that is, typically, when we're talking about has a griya, we're talking about the obligation of the would-be mazik, right, to protect or to refrain or, you know, to preclude, you know, that he will be a source of hezek. The other one we're talking about, you know, the common obligation of the, you know, the would-be victims, you know, to band that they're financially obligated to protect each other, even though they're not the mazikin. So is that what the Gemara means when it says, hezeka derabim shaini? Like, there's no mazik. There's just nezek. Or does it just mean what it says? Or either way, is it just a totally different case? Okay, then the Gemara says, "Udiyachid lo tashma." In chol kines a chutzer ad sheba dalan amos lezev dalan amos lezev. Hayesh bo kedei lezev kedei lezev cholkin. So again, the Gemara, this is already straightforward. For the Gemara says, in a chutzer, you only are obligated to split it if each party can walk away with his own mako. But if it's not kedei chaluka, if you don't walk away each one with dalet amos, well, then you can't force the breakup of the partnership. A very reasonable view. So the Gemara says, but it sounds like when there is kedei lezeh, kedei lezeh, you know, and they can end the partnership, that there's an obligation to build a wall. It says ein cholken as a chatzer ad shei dalet amos lezeh, dalet amos lezeh, v'yesh bo kedei lezeh v'lezeh cholken. Right, then there's an obligation. My lab kosel. Doesn't that mean you have to split it with a wall? So the wall is obligatory? Says the Gemara, no, lo, the mesipas bialma. What mesipas is a debate, whether it's like a see-through wall or it's just a marker, and it's not a wall at all. You get the idea, meaning it doesn't solve any hezek re'ia issues. It does demarcate the splitting of the territory. Okay. So this one doesn't help much one way or another, but Tashma Chalonos Ben Lamala Ben Lamata Ben Mishakenegdon Dalet Amos. Okay. So when there are windows, you have to, you know, whether there are, you know, high windows, low windows, you have to be Misrache Dalet Amos. The Taniyala Milamalon Kadeshala Yatzvira, Milamaton Kadeshala Yamod Vira, Misha Kenegdan Shalayapal. The distance one is for purposes of protecting the person's light source, right? And the other ones have to do with protecting his privacy. So what do we see? That a window into a chatzer is obviously considered hezek re'ia, says the Gemara. Hezeka de bias shiny. I'm sorry. This is a window. So the window is in, not to the chatzar, to the house. So the Gemara says, Hezeka de bias shiny. Right, here the Gemara seems to say that there may not be hezek re'iyah in a chatzar, but there certainly is hezek re'iyah in a bias. That's important. And then finally, Tashma, Adam Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Gag, Asamach, Lekatzer, Chaveiro. Let's say you have a roof which looks into a courtyard. Osun lomaka baboag daladamos, you make a fence daladamos high. So again, obviously, because you're trying to protect the person in the chotzer from the person in the gag, that would imply hezekriya shema hezek. So the gemara shani hasam the amale bala chotzer la bala gag. That's because in this particular case, there is less ability of the nizak to protect himself. Why? Because the bala chotzer will say to the bala gag, Lididi kviali tashmishi. I'm doing my work in the chatzer. I'm doing it all the time. You know, it's very easy to see that I'm there, and so on. But lididach lo kvialach tashmishasech. On the roof, no, people don't hang out on the roof all day. You're occasionally on the roof. I don't know when you're on the roof. You know when I'm in the chatzer. I'm there, you know, ubiquitously. You know, and it's also nikar that I'm there. But when I'm for you on the roof, I can't tell when you're on the roof or when you're going on the roof. Veloyadana beheyidna slika, right? Veosis the itstane minach. So I don't know when, you know, in terms of my conduct, you know, when to be, when I, you know, should conduct myself privately and when not. But once again, so when it emerges from the Gemara, this is what I'm trying to say, is there's an argument, then the Gemara goes to the Lishna Achrina and we end up passing Hezekriya Shema Hezek. But until the Gemara knew that, the Gemara was saying, even if you hold Ein Hezekriya Shema Hezek B'chatzer, right, there are all these chilukim, some of which may be different mechayvim, a different category completely, right? Or they may be all details within Hezekriya. Gina, right? Nafal Shaini, Hezeka de Rabim, Hezeka de Bias, the situation where one side doesn't, it's an uneven usage, so one side can't protect himself from the other. So it sounds like, as much as there's a debate about Hezekriya, you know, in Chatzar, and it sounds in the beginning of the Gemara here, like this is like a major, major, you know, fundamental question about subtle Hezek, you know, I'm not hitting you, I'm not touching you, I'm not leaving my own rishus. Is that really Hezek? So there's a mandama Hezek, real Oshma Hezek. But there are so many exceptions. There are so many, possibly at least, depending on how you read these Gemaras, at least the last few, sounds like everybody agrees that there is Hezekri under certain conditions. So what does it mean? Tzniusa de base, like, you know, Ishus type Tzniusa or other, you know, obvious covered up brios things, bias or protection, maybe, as opposed to just invading my privacy. That could very well be. That could be the answer. Huh. So with this in mind, I just want to point out that the phenomenon here on the base of an aleph, base of a base, gimel of an aleph, which is the Gemara's that we've just read, is further reinforced by some of the Gemaras that I put on the Mar Makomos that I want to look at now in later on in the Gemara. So one I already mentioned, that is, here you have, in when it comes to Chatzar, you have this Machlokas, whether Hezekri is Shema Hezek or Lo Shema Hezek. Right? Again, and it sounds fundamental. But there's a very explicit Mishnah, and that Samach Amud Aleph, you can look at it in the Mar Makomos or in your Gemaras, it's easier. Right, where the Mishnah says that Lo Yiftach Adam Lechatzer Hashutfin Pesach Keneged Pesach Mechalon Keneged Chalon. Right, which means that you know, you have to be careful about invading people's property. You can't open up into a common chatzer, a door that faces another. Let's say you have several houses that share a common courtyard, which was, you know, typical architectural structure in those days. So if the doors face each other or the windows face each other, right? That's a violation of this principle. Which principle? So the Gemara says, Minani Mili, how do you know? Meaning that when Bilam, you know, was incredibly impressed at the tznius of Klal Yisrael, how they wouldn't build houses, you know, that allowed for the invasion of privacy. He said, "Ruin shatishra shchina be Yisrael." So here's a makar, here's a pasuk. It doesn't. What this mishnah is subject to the machlokas whether hezek riyashma hezek. It's not impossible, but it's unlikely. So here, there's no argument. Only in a chatzer. What's the difference? Maybe because here you're talking about, you know, an architectural, you know, initiative, number one. Like in the case of the Mishnah on the base, where you have the machlokas, the case where you had a partnership, meaning the courtyard belonged to both individuals, and then all of a sudden they terminated their partnership. Mimela, there's a privacy problem. Now there's a privacy problem. No one created the privacy problem. There's no initiative. There's no building, right? The legal termination of the, you know, of the partnership, you know, between these two individuals, there's no blame, creates a privacy problem now. The question is, can they ignore it, or is it, does it have financial consequences, right? Each one is obligated to dig into his pocket and to finance a wall. That's different than allowing somebody to create a privacy problem, right? By architecturally aiming, you know, doors or windows at each other. Maybe that's a double pashut that you can't do that.
Isn't this like chalonos? This is chalonos, isn't it?
Well, let's talk about chalonos. Well, this is chalonos connected chalonos when you're opening up.
But the fellow in the chaser and he can look into the other guy's chalon. This is what we're talking about here.
Right. No, but the chaser problem in the shutfus and dav beis came about not because somebody opened up the chalon, but because it used to be common property. So it wasn't a privacy issue because we both own the chatzer. Now we ended our partnership. So mimela, there's a privacy problem.
But based on the basis that there's a case of chalonos and it's lamalo amato.
Oh yeah, right. Oh, good. The Gemara says that's not part of the argument of Hezekiah.
Right. So this is the case of chalonos.
Well, this is not just a case of chalonos.
People can look into your house.
Right, but this is even more the problem. No, well, it's also in terms of the chatzer. But what I'm saying is, in addition to that, here there's a mokar. Even in the regular chalonos case, the Gemara doesn't. In the case of chalonos, where it just mimela, for example, the Gemara doesn't quote the pasuk. The only time the Gemara ever quotes a pasuk is in this one case of Pesach keneged Pesach and chalon keneged chalon, where you're initiating. But we'll see in a moment. The truth is, I mean, we'll talk about the relationship between chalonos and chatzer, you know, for other reasons soon. But let me just say this way. There are only two major sugyas where we find the machlokas of hezek riyashma hezek aloshma hezek. One is our Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta about chatzer with the termination of the partnership. And the other is a case of what's known as ziz. There too we have it. Look for example at one second. If you look at the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Mishnah says Haziz ad Tefach Yeshu Chazaka, right? V'yachal Limchos Pachos mitefach, ein lo chazaka ve'en yo chalimchos. Everybody have, that's also the Mar Makomos. These Makoros are all in the Mar Makomos too. What's a ziz? A ziz is a protrusion, right? Like a person builds a little something that goes off his roof or whatever, so he can hang things on. Okay? So the Mishnah says if the ziz is as big as a tefach, right? So then yesh lo chazaka, v'yachal limchos. Yesh lo chazaka means that if the other fellow doesn't object, this is going to be a very crucial principle. If the other fellow doesn't object, then he has the right after a certain amount of time, whatever that is, right? La'alter, 30 days, 3 years, all different views. But if there's no objection after a certain amount of time, then he kind of develops a chazaka, the right, you know, to keep it there. The yachalimchos, on the other hand, if the other fellow wants to object to the ziz, then he can do that. Pachos mitefach, if the ziz is less than a tefach, so the Mishnah originally thinks, ein lo chazaka, right, ve'ein yachalimchos, meaning it's negligible. So the fact that you leave it there and you don't object to it doesn't imply any kind of acquiescence or any kind of waiving or relinquishing of your rights. And therefore, you never develop the right to keep it there, you know, but ain't yachalim chos either. Right. Because it doesn't do it. It's not really bothering you. It doesn't, you know, there's no reason that you should be, you know, objecting to it. He doesn't develop a chazaka, but, you know, you shouldn't be objecting to it either. So the Gemara, interestingly enough, on Nun Tes Omid Beis, says the following. Look at the two dots. Amar Avuna, right? Pachos mitefach ein lo chazaka ve'en lo chalimchos. Amar Avuna, lo shanu ela balagag bebalachotzer. When we say that a ziz, a protrusion, less than a tefach, doesn't develop a chazaka, but also is not objectionable, we're talking about the balagag relative to the balachotzer. Meaning, the balagag, the balachotzer is nothing to complain about to the balagag. However, of a balachotzer, right, the balagag, yochalimchos, but the balachotzer can, I'm sorry, I said it the wrong way. The balagag has no complaints against the balachotzer, right? If the balachotzer wants to use this ziz, he can, it's less than a tefach, it's fine. But if of a balachotzer bebalagag, yochalimchos, if the balachotzer wants to say to the balagag, I don't want you to keep that ziz sticking out of your roof into my chotzer, even though it's less than a tefach, I insist that you remove it, or I insist that you not use it, 2 days in the Rajbam, whether he could demand that he actually remove it or just insist that he not use it, that he does have the right to do. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, afilu bala chatzar bala agag eni yachalim chos. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the bala chatzar objects, you know, the bala agag can ignore him. So the Gemara says, Lema behezek re'iya kamiflegi. Is this an argument about, I mean, what's the objection of the Balachatzer? Seemingly, the Balachatzer is saying, listen, you're going to hang something on this little teeny protrusion, but when you do that, you're sticking your head into my chatzer, right? And you're able to see what I'm doing there. You're invading my privacy. So the Gemara thinks that this is the argument about Hezek Re'iya, Shma Hezek Alo Shma Hezek. Mar Savar Shmei Hezek, Mar Savar Lo Shmei Hezek. This is the only other Gemara which seems to be Tola the Machlokes. Says the Gemara, lo, the kula amar shmei hezek. Also fascinating Gemara. The shiny hacha, the amar le, litash mishasa lo chazi. What's the point of this ziz, which is less than a tefach? He says to him, for tashmishim, to really use it, you know, in a more significant way, it's not worth, it's not roi. Lemai chazi, what is it worth? Do what function can it have? Lemitlebe midi, so he hangs something there. He says mehadrena poi, right? Vitalina be. So he says I can't really use it, so I'm not going to hang out with the ziz. Basically, I can only thing I can do with it, says the Balagag, is I can hang something on it, and when I need to hang something on it, I don't need to look in your yard. I can, you know, I can be turning the other way and just, placing whatever it is on top of the ziz. Meaning, the Bala Gag is saying to the Bala Chatzer, not that Tezek Rielosh Mahazak. Meaning, I should be allowed to, you know, look into your Chatzer, but that this isn't Tezek Ria. Says the Gemara, V'idach. What does the other man Damar say? What's his response to this? Amale zimnin de beitas. Sometimes, you know, you don't want to use it when you're turned the other way because you'll lose your balance. You'll get scared. Actually, the Rashbam says a very fascinating thing. Rashbam says zimnin de beitas. One second. Rashbam says, the afilu in the end of the piece, right before the Mishnah, the afilu kilobi itas titon kach, the tomar machmas biatuta loa hadrona apai, the hilkach is a ika hezekriya. So the Rashbam says, and that you don't have to interpret the Gemara this way at all, frankly. Pashtus of the Gemara is that the argument revolves around, you know, the unlikely, you know, prospect that there'll be an occasional hezekriya, that the guy will become scared, and therefore he'll turn around and he'll look in the other person's, like, how far do you go with hezekriya? But the Rashbam introduces a kind of a psychological element into Hezek Re'ia. Rashbam says, as long as a person can explain why he's invading your privacy, because he has a ready excuse, he could say, listen, you know, it's a small little hook, and, you know, and it's dark out or whatever, and I'm worried about falling. So I turned in and I looked. It looks like I'm spying on you, but really it's Mishum Biatuta. So the Rashbam says, the very fact that he could claim that, you know, is part of the reason that it's Hezekriya. It's not the unlikely prospect. It's what the unlikely prospect apparently provides as like an excuse, you know, in which, you know, there, you know, provides you, you know, ready opportunity, you know, to justify invading my privacy. Anyways, this is the other Gemara. This is the other Gemara that initially formulated that there's an argument about Hezek Ria, Shema Hezek, or Lo Shema Hezek. Even in this Gemara, the Gemara rejects it in the end. Because it's like a Kalon kind of a case. So the Gemara is saying, L'kula Amma, there'd be Hezek Ria, if there would be a serious, constant threat, right, that you would look into his property. Maybe there is, even if it's just, you know, you have a good excuse. But when it comes to the Gemara and Daf Samech, the Gemara doesn't think it depends on Hezekriah. And in the end, Maskana, the Gemara doesn't think Ziz is either. Or look at the earlier Gemara, one other Gemara, just to show you. Look at the Mishnah on Nun Chesam Adeis for a minute. The Mishnah Nun Chesam Adeis speaks about all sorts of other examples of you know, you take liberty, you know, with your neighbor's property, you know, and he doesn't object. Right? Let's say, you know, let's say your neighbor has a pathway, you know, to the main road, and you always go through his backyard. Right? He didn't let you, but you've been doing it for, you know, for 5 years, and he never objected. These kind of halakha, very fascinating issue. Do you develop a zchus through a chazaka, a right? Or is he mochel by means of not objecting? Okay, anyways, that's what a lot of these issues are about. So the Mishnah says, I'm not going to go through all of them, but most of them are not true. Hamar zevena chazaka v'yeshlem komo chazaka matzchila. So the Mishnah says, Sulam Amitre in the Chazaka, Utsuri Eshel Chazaka. I'm interested in Chalon Amitris in the Chazaka, Ulitsuris Yeshel Chazaka. So there are two different kinds of windows. And the Gemara wants to know, if you open a certain kind of window, does that give you a Chazaka or not? What does it mean? What's a Tsuris and Mitris? Gemara says, Ezul Chalon Mitris. Kol Shein Rosha Shaladim Yachali Kanis Latocha. Very, very small window. Apparently, Chalon Tsuris is a bigger window. Okay. So, it's interesting to note, if you look now on Nun Tes Omen Aleph, the Gemara says the following. Chalon HaMitzris Ein L'Chazaka. Maishna, okay. Maishna gabe sulam de loma farish, maishna gabe chalon de farish, mishna gabe if the grab yudibase. Fine. The Gemara says, Omer abzeim, lemata midalan amos, yeshlo chazaka, miyachalimchos. When you have a chalon tsuri, meaning a big window, which you can stick your head through, so it engenders a chazaka, and it also, you know, for the very same reason, justifies a macha. Now, what is this Gemara talking about? There's another window Gemara, right?
Yeah.
However, 90% of the Rishon, 90% of the Rishonim assume that what we're talking about here is Hezek Re'iyah. The Rif and the Ramban disagree. I'm just telling you that we're going to get to, hopefully we'll get to the Ramban in a couple of minutes. And I'll explain what I mean by that. But let's look, I'm reading this Gemara for now according to the other Rishonim, not the Rif and the Ramban. According to the Rif, according to the others, right, when the Gemara says here, Lemata midalan omen seyeshu chazaka v'yachol limchos, it's referring to Hezek Re'iyah. Meaning, if the window, right, allows you to look into your neighbor's property, meaning it's within Dalet Amos, then if the victim ignores that breach, he looks away, he doesn't object, then you can develop a chazaka, the right to keep it there, the window. On the other hand, for the very same reason, he has every right to object. When you open a window, if he can see into your property, because that is an invasion of your privacy. So it means Hezek Re'iyah, Shema Hezek, but there also could be a Chazaka. That's the way most Rishonim read this Gemara. Okay? Lemala midalad Amos, let's say the window is higher than four Amos relative, right, to the other person's property. Just higher than Dalet Amos to the ground. So basically, it's not a direct threat of Hezek Re'iyah. So what is the purpose of the window? For light. Right? So the Gemara says, well, then Ein lo Chazaka. Right? The neighbor isn't objecting to it because it doesn't impinge upon him. But on the other hand, Gam Ein yachol limchos. You don't develop any rights. On the other hand, you know, there's no reason that he should be objecting because it doesn't affect him in any negative way. The Pashtus, if you don't leave like the Rif and the Ramban, again, you have a Gemara that assumes Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. right? Rabbi Eloi, then the Gemara goes further. It's a fascinating Gemara. Gemara says, Rabbi Eloi Amar, afil lamala midalad amos en lachazak aviyachal imchos. He disagrees. He says, even if the window is higher than four amos, even then it could be objected to. En lachazaka, because it's not really a threat in Hezekiah, but yachal imchos. So the Gemara says an amazing thing. Why can it be mocha? Again, Reuven opens a window more than Dalet Amos high, right, into the area, into the, you know, into the chatzer, let's say, of Shimon. So the, Rabbi Eloi says, if Shimon wants to object, he's within his rights. Why? Where's the Hezekiah? So the Gemara says, what? Lema b'kofen al midas stone kamiflagi? Are they arguing about kofen osal midas stone? Kofen al midas stone means, you know, if it's zenene, the zelo chaser, right? This guy opens a window because he wants light in his house. Why should the other guy object? If his privacy was being invaded, then he should object. But what does he care if the other guy opens a window for light? No, the other guy doesn't develop a chazaka because his silence is an acquiescence. So if at some point he wants to build himself in a way in his own property that's going to block the light, he could do that because he hasn't waived any of his rights. But why should he object stam? Says the Gemara, what do you, this is a mandamar that they're arguing whether kofen osal midas stone? Whether in the case of zen nene v'zelo chaser, he can still object. To Marsava Kofin and Marsava in Kofin. So as a Gemara, an amazing thing also. Lo, to Kula Alma Kofin. Everybody agrees Kofin al midas stone, meaning you can't object to something that doesn't adversely affect you. However, Shaini Acha de Amale Zimnin de Mosvis Sharshifa Tutech. The kaim of a kachazis. It's true that it's more than dalet amos high. Therefore, in the normal, you know, circumstances, you know, this does not oppose a hezekiah problem. But if the guy decides he wants to, you know, take a chair or a ladder, and he wants to look into your property, so it's going to be higher than dalet amos. That doesn't develop a chazaka, meaning I shouldn't assume he's doing that, and therefore that I'm acquiescing to it. But if I want to object because I'm worried about it, that's not zenene v'zelo chaser. And then the Gemara concludes, Ahud asa l'kame d'rav Amma, shadre l'kame d'rav Abba bar Mamal, amale avid le karabi loy, amar shmul ula ora afil kol sheyesh chazaka. Fine. This idea of Sharshifa is a fascinating Gemara. Like, what's it based on? So there are, like, different schools of thought. But the bigger point I want to make before I get to that is once this whole Shakavataria, Nun Tesim Aleph, if you don't read it like the Ramban and the Rif, the Ramban and the Rif say this is nothing, this whole Gemara is not about Hezekiah. It's about light. The whole thing is about light. They argue, we'll see soon, if it really was about Hezekiah, there would never, ever, ever be a chazaka no matter what. No chazaka on Hezekiah. Even if the guy is silent and nothing helps you. Almost nothing helps you. So we'll get to that. That's a very important argument about the nature of privacy as mazik. But we'll get back to the Ramban. But the simple pshat, most Rishonim, here's another example where the assumption is Hezek Rishma Hezek without a machlokas. So you have the Gemara in Samech, the Gemara in Nuntes, the Gemara in Nunchasamid Beis, Lamaskana. You have all the exceptions on Beis Amid Beis. And then you have a machlokas where the Hezek Rishma Hezek and a Chotzer of all things. Turns out to be a very narrow machlokas. And yet, it also, as we'll see, seems to be a very important machlokas. So it seems like there are different aspects to Hezek Re'iyah, number one, and different levels of Hezek Re'iyah. Different levels, particularly depending on the venue, the location, the bias, the chatzer, Hezek at the Rabim, right? Taking initiative, building, opening a window, building a window, as opposed to Mimela being in a circumstance where, you know, through no fault of anybody's and no initiative, there just happens to be a newly minted Hezek Re'iyah problem. Two people broke up their partnership. You know, now what used to be a common property is two private properties without a fence. So it would seem from the Gemaras that the principle of Hezek Re'iyah, namely that certain types of breaches of privacy, you know, and certain levels of, or the concept of breach of privacy, you know, especially in matters of tzniusa, like the bias and so on, or to protect against, like, basically Kavanah Briyos things, that's certainly Hezek Re'iyah. Or if it isn't called Hezek Re'iyah, it's certainly Osir. It certainly comes under the rubric of the Bilam, you know, Shochen L'Shvata. You know, Roy Shetishra Shechina Alein. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's Shema Hezek and you have to pay for it. But certainly it's not Davar Shein B'mamash, put it that way. But are we only talking about certain types of Tashmishei Tzniyus? Or everything? And only B'bayis? Or even B'chatzer? And what are the levels and what are the aspects, what are the different facets of privacy? So that's what I want to turn my attention to, because then we can understand these things a lot better.
All right. Yes. I just want to understand the use of the pasuk,
yeah,
from Bilam. Is that a limiting factor? In other words, for example, we learned that on Daf Nun Tesma Bay just now that when there are times that the Baal HaGag will be frightened and he'll look.
Right.
From the pasuk of Bilam, it's a constant factor. Matovu, yeah, how beautiful Am Yisrael is, it's a permanent. Mm-hmm. You would never think that the once in a while thing that's a chisaron of any aspect of the Gezeiras HaKasuv.
Right.
So, therefore, I'm just wondering how much of that pasuk is used to define the concept we're trying to define.
So it's a great point. You could have said just from the Gemara itself, which I think is what you're saying. You said, and I kind of said it before also, it means like, I'll yiftach chalon keneged chalon and pasach keneged pasach. So number one, it's constant. Number two, it's initiative architecturally, you know, and so on and so forth. And that's when you are talking about the Bilam, but in these other cases, less so. So what's interesting is that in the Gemaras, I think that's the case. But once you get to some of the Rishonim, very specifically the Yad Ramah, a little bit Ramban, we'll see in a moment, but even more so, I'll try to produce it for next week. I'll try for the Mar Makomos, the Yad Ramah, and even more so the Rajba and the Tshuva, they really expand the application of Hashras Hashchina of Bilam, even to some of the Chatzar cases. Now, again, I agree with you. It wouldn't necessarily apply to the Bia Tusa case, you know, but the fact that, in other words, it isn't completely restricted, even if it isn't, you know, absolutely applicable to all other cases. Certainly for the Raman, the Rajba, and a little bit for the Ramban, it sounds like, you know, this sets the tone. For others, I think less so. Like the Rambam never quotes it. Although I think the Rambam has a very ambitious view of, you know, the obligation to protect people's privacy, but he never quotes the Bilam Pasuk in all of his discussions of Hezek Re'iyah, which I think is very fascinating. Okay, so I want to turn our attention to the Ramban, because the Ramban really formulates like the full gamut of what the issues of Hezek Re'iyah are, and again, in a very, very, very ambitious way. Other Rishonim, I think, you know, didn't necessarily buy into all of it. And what we could see is that at least they emphasized parts of the things that the Ramban was saying, and maybe they argued about which part is the main issue in Hezekiah. So where does this come up? Exactly here on Nun Tesman Aleph. If you look at the Mar Makomos, let's look at the Ramban on Nun Tes. That is going to be, I don't know how Zev's pages are these days. In mine, it started on page 3. Probably yours, it's on 4?
Page 4.
Okay, great. So let's start with the beginning. We're going to, it's a very long piece. We're going to skip parts, but this is like a masterpiece. This Ramban, like a very, very important piece. And we'll see. I'll try to supplement it next week with the Rama, the Rimigash, some of the other Makoros. Okay. So the issue that the Ramban is speaking about is the one I just alluded to, the Mishnah about Chalon Hatsuri. Okay. So the simple pshat of the Gemara is that under certain conditions, the Chalon Hatsuri Yesh Chazaka. And what does that mean? It means even though you're, you know, gazing into my chatzer, right? If I am silent, and that implies acceptance or waiving my right to object, right, then you acquire, you know, the right to do this. Okay? So that is where the riff in this tshuva, we don't have this tshuva, so riff, it's quoted by everybody. I mean, the first person who quotes it, as far as I know, is the Rimigash on the base, and again on the Nuntes. But, you know, then of course, the Ramban and the Rad, all the Chachmei Sfarad quote this tshuva, the riff. We don't have it independently in our collection. We have tshuva sarif, but we don't have this particular one, even though it's a very famous and very important one. But the riff had a deep conviction that there's no such thing as chazak on Hezekiah. And the Ramban basically endorsed this position, even though earlier the Rimigash rejected it. Okay? And we'll see to what extent he rejected it. This is like one of the most important arguments about Hezekiah. Can you be Mochel Hezekiah, basically? Can a person gain the right to gaze into somebody else's property? Or there's no such thing. So the Ramban starts off by saying, well, isn't this whole sugya of Chalon Tsuri? It proves that there's Chazaka, but Hezekiah. Says the Ramban, Hoditznan, everybody have it? Kiddush Ramban? Nun Tes Samen Aleph? Hoditznan b'masis and Chalon Tsuri yesh l'chazaka? La b'shiyesh b'hen Hezekiah. We're not talking about a situation of Hezekiah, even though it's lamata midalanamos. So structurally it is. But apparently there's nothing, you know, whatever it is, whatever he can see from there, it's not Hezekiah. But Lomar, She'ena yachal imchos biyado l'sale kezeko ma'achar shehizik. Don't read the Gemara like it seems, you know, to be written, which is, if the other fellow is silent, that you develop the right to continue to look into his property, even if that invades his privacy. Ella, chazaka sheni yachol livnos kenegdon ala ha'pil alof kamrinon. No, here too we're talking about blocking the light source. Okay? She'afal pi, she'eno asui la'ora, even though this particular window wasn't open for the sake of light, very interesting. You know, he didn't open it for that reason, but since the effect is to provide sunlight, right? So the other party, you know, if he doesn't object, you know, loses the right to, you know, to stop him at a later point. In other words, if later on I want to build something on my own property that is going to block this light source, even though you didn't build it as a light source, You just, you know, built it for some other reason. But if I didn't object all these years, then, and it's, you know, below a dollar amos, then I don't have the right to cancel, you know, that benefit, you know, that you gained from it. Everybody with me? That's Ramban's Mechudash reading of this Gemara for the Brit. Okay. Ooh, b'she'ein lai nezek ri'ah askin, and he repeats it again. But we're talking about a situation where there's no hezek ri'ah issue. Because had there been a hezek ri'ah issue, then there would be no license, no matter how long the other fellow was silent. Okay. Skip to the next paragraph, even though the argument with Rabbeinu Ephraim is fascinating, but we're going to skip that for the moment. So look on the next page, or at least not the next page for you. Skip, you know, the next paragraph also. Go to the part, the Chain Haditznan, everybody have that? Haziz?
Line 20.
Great, thank you. On what, page 4 still?
Yeah.
The Chain Haditznan Haziz Ad Tafach, Yeshu Chazak of Yachalim Chos, Baal Chotzer, similar, remember the protrusion sugya, which was an amud earlier, says the Ramban. So we said if it's a tefach, right, then, you know, it's a significant usage and the guy's silence implies that he's waiving his rights. So that ziz gemara, you know, where yeshu chazaka v'yachalim chos, the baal chotzer b'sheimu hezek riyanski, it's also talking about where there's no invasion of prophecy, of privacy, you know, problem. She'ein balachotzer yachalip nos takta. Hava balagag al balachotzer, klomar, when the Gemara said that the balagag, you know, can be objected to by the balachotzer for hezek re'iyah, klomar, yeshbo hezek re'iyah, le'olam ein chazaka. There's never a chazaka. Listen to this. She'kol davar she'yeshbo hezek re'iyah. This is the riff in the tshuva, and this is the Ramban's expansion of it. Anything which is a source of the invasion of privacy, kigon chalonos, including, or for example, excuse me, windows, the chol kiyotza bahen, and anything like them, ein lo chazaka. Why? The kikutra ubesa kisei damu. It's like if somebody next door, you know, builds a toxic waste dump. Okay? Or besa kisei. Meaning, kacheshev rabbeinu agadol b'tshuvaso. That's the riff. What is this reference to kutra besa kisei? So if you look very quickly at the Gemara earlier, probably, on Daf Chaf Gimel, everybody have that? Where is that? Page 2 or 3, maybe? Page, I have it on page 2. Is it on page 3?
32.
Line 32? Talmud Bavli Masechet Bal Basra Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells a story, famous, for a very important story.
Yeah.
Rav Yosef Havale Hanu Tali Dava Asu Umni Biyosfi Tutayu. Okay. The Umnim, the Makizei Dam, used to be attracted to come and to sit in his property. Right? And they did Hakazas Adam. Right? The bloodletting. Vaasu Arvi, and the Arvim, what are the ravens?
Yeah,
were attracted to Achli Dami, right? The Sulka Beitali Umafsidi Tamri, so they would be attracted to this, and they would you know they would coalesce, and they would ruin the, you know, Tamarim of the next door neighbor of Yosef. Amalehem Rav Yosef. Right, afikuli korker mehachay. He said, "Get rid of all this, no enterprise." Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, "Like the hagramahu, you know, he didn't do anything. He's sitting in his own, in their own property. So it's only a groma. Amalei hacham rav tuvia bar masa zosamer is groma ben zikin osur. Apparently, groma, just because something is groma doesn't mean it's permissible. Says the Gemara, okay, fine. But what about another taina? The ha'achsik has been going on for a long time and no one objected. So that means they acquired the right to, like, the right to continue to, the license to continue to do this. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba, Baravua, Ein Chazakal and Nezakin. No such thing. You can't develop a license, a chazaka, when it comes to Nezak. Says the Gemara, Belav Itmar Lo Rav Mari Amar Bakutra, Razvir Amar Bebeis HaKise. That's not a general rule. Depends on the Nezak. So when it, if you're talking about a Kutra, a toxic waste dump, or a Beis HaKise, then it's true, they ain't chazakal and nezakin. You know, but it's not true for every nezak. Says the Gemara, Amarlei, he said to him, Hani ludidi danina datoi, he said, I'm a delicate soul. For me, having all these, you know, the noise and the whole spectacle and everything that comes with it, ki kutra besakise damali. Okay, that's the Gemara. So what does this Gemara establish? A very critical principle, right? And that is, we're going to have to continue with this next week, but let's get a couple of more lines into the Ramban before we adjourn. The principle is that yesh chazaka on some nezakin, but not kutra beis hakiseh. But not only kutra beis hakiseh, right? There's a certain subjective component here, but what's kutra basically anand the anina datoi, right? So like I'm an istinus, I don't have the tolerance for this, meaning things that are intolerable. Okay, what is that though? What's that category? But what the riff is saying, now let's get back to the riff for a minute. What the riff is saying is hezek re'ia. There's no cheskas nezakin for hezek re'iyah. Ish chazaka l'nezakin. So the riff is saying, apparently, at least the Ramban is attributing this to him, so does the Rimi Gash, hezek re'iyah is equivalent of a toxic wake stump. Wow. That them is strong words. Right? It's like kitra beis hakiseh. That's what these words mean. Let's continue a little bit more. Kutra beis hakiseh dami. He says, I'm going to skip the next paragraph. I'm going to come back to it. Go to the one after that. Umistabra kivaseh. This is the Ramban's expansion of the riff. Everybody have that? Umistabra kivaseh? Mm-hmm. What line is that?
35.
Umistabra kivaseh. He says, I think the riff is right. Shani Omer Kutra Beis HaKiseh, what's unique about Kutra Beis HaKiseh? Just that it's intolerable and annoying, or intolerable, worse than annoying, insufferable. So the Ramban goes further. That would be already something. It's not just annoying and insufferable, or even intolerable. Listen to this. Shehein Nezakin Beguf. Right? Therefore, Ein Lehem Chazaka. Ramban explains for the riff that Kutra Beis HaKiseh, well, it's pollution, basically. Right? Air pollution, of smell. Question about noise pollution, I mentioned last week. The Ramban talks about that also, actually. But it's considered like, it's like a physical assault. Right? It's a very strong formulation. He nezakin beguf. Therefore, ain't them chazak. Now, the rule, if a person, let's say a person's mochel barashe yivarim, says, hit me. Right? We have, that's a Gemara Nachovel. Bava Kama, the Gemara says, ain't them mochel barashe yivarim. I don't want to get into the details of that now, but kind of the Ramban is invoking that idea. So Ramban says, "Lo amru chazaka ben azakin al beniske mamo." If you want to waive your rights, you know, when it comes to monetary damages, you can do that. The amasamayim, the sid uslayim, vashnuyim imayim. Most of the cases of chazaka ben azakin are cases where you allow, you know, somebody to abuse your property, right? So it's money. Shein azakin ela bekosalo shel chaveru. It's a possession. That's like a personal assault. Right? He personally is, it's not certainly not monetary, but before he called it like nizke guf baguf. Now he's saying u'atzmo nizok, but what he said before was even stronger. It's atzmo nizok baguf. That's what he means. Umitztayer bahem. It's not just annoying. Right? It's literally tsar. Eilem chazaka. Zehu tamo shel Rabbi Yosef. He says, bekorkor. Because if cases are pollution and whatever, how do you get that anina datoy? Some people are so sensitive. It's very, very forward-looking stuff. His personal sensitivity is such, you know, that what for other people is just, you know, uncomfortable, annoying, whatever, even intolerable, is for him, you know, like a personal assault. That can be a subjective, you know, aspect. Sha'istaninin vanini adas mitstarin v'nizonin heim b'kach. I'm sorry, v'nizokin heim b'kach. But who adin, listen to this, the kol shekein, the hezek re'iya. So an invasion of privacy, looking at somebody is a toxic wake stump? So the Ramban says, yeah, worse. It's like physical assault. You could say, I mean, the particles, the... Well, once you have the anina datoy, you know, that even psychologically... You know, it's hard to say that it's the, you know, it's you know, whatever in your DNA, I mean, the pollution part. That's why I think he quotes, you know, Ananda Danina Datai. But Kol Shekein Behezekriya, Nizke Adam Ba'adam Hu. It's like a physical assault. It's a personal assault, number one. Those are two different things. But it's a personal assault. But maybe even psychophysical assault. But then why? I mean, what now? That of course you're wondering, like, you know, not nice. Maybe he's not giving him his privacy. Like, but what is that? Says the Ramban, imishum ayin ra'a. Okay, there's something called ayin ra'a, which is very hard to understand. But the Gemara made reference to it on Beis Amid Beis with about the tvua. We'll still talk more about it. Ayin ra'a is like a physical assault and a personal assault. Imishum lishna bisha, lashon hara. What do you mean lashon hara? Don't sing lashon hara. It's a bit of a chiddush on the expansion of lashon hara, meaning he's looking into his property. He's part of lashon hara is an invasion of privacy. You know, he's knowing my business. And then the last one, which is the most, I think, you know, forceful one, imishum tzniusa. Right? Now, does he only mean, you know, when he's involved in private, you know, conduct? Doesn't sound like it. It sounds like when a person has a right to privacy. Like we say, we're not talking only about certain sensitive areas of behavior. Right? It's a posture, as I said last week. And, you know, it implies you have a right to certain, everybody has to know what you're doing or when you're doing it or whatever it is that you're doing. even things that are not per se, you know, obviously, you know, embarrassing or private per se. But oh, another point in the Ramban. Mi yada kama mati le de limcho? Okay, if you can't put a dollar sign on it, so it's not nitan lemechila. That's a more practical consideration. Okay, but then comes the next one, which is back to the core fundamental ones. Va'od afilu machal hanizak, kiva devadai osur hu lemazik lahaziko bereiyo listaka boladas. So let's say the nizak is okay with it all. Still not something he can acquire a chazaka on, because from the mazik's own point of view, it's usur. Even if the nizak doesn't care. That's also very important, meaning it's a maisa isur. It's denigrating and degrading to the tzelem elokim of the mazik, right, to be spying on or invading the privacy of the nizak. And the assumption seems to be you can't develop a chazaka, you know, when you're involved in a dvar iser. In elam yachal izar b'kach lamod kol hayom ba'atzim ha'senayim. Like you're not going to assume, right, that he can be careful all day with to stand, you know, in a place where there's no barrier, you know, with his eyes closed. Al kochenu nomar lazeh stom chaloncha. So we're going to say to him, stop up your window, close the window. Right, noise pollution. You know, I thought I could accept it, but it's intolerable. So, yeah, I'm going to stop here because, yeah. So the Ramban, basically, in defending the extreme position of the Rif, which he endorses, and that is that there's no chazaka for any hezek re'iya at all. He basically says certain overlapping ideas. A, it's personal assault. B, it is lishna bisha, eina bisha, bishum tsniusa. It's not gaugeable. It's a prohibited action, and therefore you can't, you know, develop a chazak on it. But the core idea is that this is worse than kutra besakisa. On all accounts, the Rif at minimum equates to Kutra Beis HaKise. So does the Rambam, by the way. We'll look at the Rambam next week. Perakid Aleph HaKushkenu Malach HaDalin. So what I'd like to show next week, though, is that there are other Rishonim who broke it up, who saw it either as Eina Bisha or as Tzniusa, or in some cases, imposing kind of a restriction on the ownership that you have in your property. In other words, if somebody is invading my privacy, it devalues my property, or at least my license in using my property the way that I see fit. Because his interference, you know, restricts me. So I want to show that is also a factor in hezek re'iya, and then we'll speak more about chazaka, and especially about makom shenagu shelo ligdar.